Let me start you off with a little scenario. You live in a small, impoverished village where you have to do the maximum just to get by. One day, someone comes up to you and gives you the opportunity of a lifetime. You could work a good job and get a good salary. The catch is, it's in another country. They really want you to take the job. They're willing to pay all of the fees and help you out along the way. They seem credible and trustworthy, and you are incredibly desperate, so you agree. You must pay a small recruitment fee, so you scavenge for the money, asking your friends and your family to loan it to you, thinking that you'll be able to pay it back within the first few months. You book the ticket and you're off. Off to a new life, about to put in the hard work so that someday your kids won't have to suffer like you did. And then you land, and everything has changed. The people who greet you aren't sure who told you that you didn't have to pay the fees, but they ensure you that you must pay for everything. They take all of your information, including your passport, and tell you that you will be making half the amount that you were promised. Oh, and the best part is, it's not a good job like you were promised. No, it's a job where you will be working hard all day in the hot sun with unsafe working conditions. Before you even start, you owe your employer a year's worth of wages, and they have all of your information. You are stuck, and the only thing you can do is put on the hard hat and get to work. What would you do in this situation? Hello everyone, and welcome back to Beneath the Surface, a show where we will take a look at the big issues that need to be brought into the mainstream media. I'm your host Ava Dawson, and today we're going to be diving into the horrifying reality of human trafficking. What is it? Where can we find it? And what can we do to stop it? Before I get into specifics, I believe that it is important to look at what human trafficking is, because there is a lot more to it than what most people know. Human trafficking, also known as modern-day slavery, by definition involves the recruitment, transportation, and harboring of a person, and the control of their movements for the purpose of exploitation. There's domestic traveling, where the person is trafficked in their own country, and international trafficking, where criminals are moving their victims across international borders, making it harder to detect them. When most people think of trafficking, they think of selling someone to sexual exploitation. But what may surprise some of you is how the category of sexual exploitation includes more than just sex. Victims are forced to provide sexual services, work in escort agencies, work in the adult entertainment industry, and work in massage parlors, which is how one of the biggest names in the sex trafficking industry convinced their clients to work for him. Jeffrey Epstein was a terrible, terrible man. Having one of the largest sex trafficking rings in the world, he was able to traffic thousands of girls with minimal consequences for over 20 years. Now, one of the most popular questions is, why didn't they just leave? Why didn't they run at the first chance they got? I wish it were that easy for them, but sadly, it's not. Living in fear of your trafficker is the case for every single victim. They will use any mean they can to control you, threaten your family, abuse you, and one of the worst is the mental hold they have on you, telling you that you can't escape, and if you try, they will find you and hurt you even worse. Epstein had one of the most intricate forms of control that is heard of, having places all around the world, but the most seclusive being his private island that can only be accessed by his planes, helicopters, and boats. No one could get on or off the island without him knowing about it. During an interview with 60 Minutes Australia, Virginia, one of Epstein's former victims, came clean about his disgusting nature. Virginia had a troubled past, abused at home, she looked for any form of escape. That's when she met Ghislaine Maxwell, the wife of Epstein. She told Virginia that her husband was looking to hire a masseuse, and she thought Virginia would be the perfect girl for the job. She offered to get her trained and certified and live the lavish life of traveling. Looking at her past, how could she say no to that? She got her training and started the job, but partway through, Epstein forced her to take her clothes off and have sex with him. Little did she know that Maxwell had stalked her for weeks and decided that she was the perfect, and may I add, underage, girl to bring home to her husband. That was just the start. For years, Virginia was brought around all of Epstein's rich and powerful friends and forced to have sex with them. She couldn't leave, and she had no place to turn to. She was stuck. Sadly, this is just one of the millions of stories of someone who was forced into sexual exploitation. The victims of sexual exploitation only make up approximately 19% of human trafficking. 64% being the overwhelming majority of human trafficking cases fall under the forced labor category, where victims are forced to provide work under circumstances such as long hours with minimal to no pay, work in unsafe conditions, and provide domestic servitude. They do things that we, in a first world country, take for granted. They clean houses, pick the fruits and vegetables we eat, dig for the minerals we use in our phones and electronics, and fish for the seafood that we access so easily in our grocery stores. In order to put this into perspective, though, I'm going to talk about one of the biggest events this upcoming year, the 2022 World Cup that will be held in Qatar. Do you remember the story at the beginning of this episode where the hypothetical person was promised a good job and forced into labor? That has happened a million times over, forcing people to go build a stadium for soccer players and fans to enjoy. The worst part about it, though, is that nothing was done to stop the mistreatment of these people. The reports made on it barely raised a murmur outside of the media. You don't get to hear from the victims because they can't be accessed. Qatar has hidden all of the information and refuses to tell Human Rights Watch about it. Hundreds of people have died to make this stadium, and they don't record it, let alone carry out postmortems. Imagine being the wife of someone who you suddenly can't visit and now you can't talk to. You don't know if he's alive or if he's dead. And if he is still alive, you don't know what kind of torture he's going through. How could you do that to someone? The third and final category of human trafficking is organ removal, which includes trafficking a person to remove their organs for transplantation. Although this is not prevalent in Canada, it still happens all over the world. Essentially, people will take someone who sometimes, but not always, is willing to donate an organ, do an incredibly illegal and dangerous surgery on them, and use the organs to save someone else's life. During this segment, a guest is coming in to discuss this matter more with me. Hi, Ben. It's great to have you here.
It's great to be here, Ava.
I heard you had a question about organ trafficking.
Yeah, I do. I was wondering why you think it's not okay to consent to selling an organ that you don't need to survive, like your kidney.
That's a good question. The way that surgeries have to be performed are in a very meticulous manner, where even the slightest mishap could be fatal. Now take that very risky procedure and move it from an operating room to someplace that is a lot more unsanitary, and the hazards go through the roof. Now I ask you to take the person who is willing to donate and consider if they are really mentally stable enough to be making such a large decision. In Canada, we don't allow people to drink until the age of 19, and they are mentally competent. Now take a possible addict or someone who is desperate for money and place them in a situation where they can get a large payout just for donating an organ. They're going to do what they want to take the money, and that's not ethical.
All right, I didn't see that.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
It's not always consenting people that are taking into surgery for organ removal, and that's where this becomes even more ethically wrong. There have been several cases where people get kidnapped, and the next thing they know, they're in an unfamiliar place, missing an organ, and they're at great risk for sepsis because their wound was not closed right. With modern technology, you can buy an organ for the right place. 5 minutes on the black market and you could buy a heart, where the trafficker could quite literally have to kill someone to gather the organ. For what price is someone's life worth more than yours? Human rights are being violated every single day in the business of human trafficking. With new and modern technology, trafficking has become easier than ever, luring people into the country with the promise of a job on an advertisement, mail order brides, the black market, and so much more have made trafficking way more prevalent than ever. As crazy as it is, modern day traders earn up to 30 times more than their 18th and 19th century counterparts, making this the biggest this issue has ever been. Slavery can generate up to $150 billion in profit in a year for something that is so illegal and rarely talked about. So, how can we stop it? We need to start by boycotting any business that uses slaves for their profit and support businesses that are 100% transparent on where they source their materials. We need to educate ourselves. Human trafficking isn't talked about in communities where it is not as common, and that needs to change. By educating people on the warning signs of trafficking and what it looks like, we will be able to bring down traffickers and hopefully end slavery as a whole. If we don't act now to end slavery, it will continue to haunt our race for many generations as it has already. It could be your kids or your grandkids next. Stop it before it gets to that point. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Beneath the Surface. Tune in next week for the rising of the Black Matter movement. Until next time, peace out, Dawson.